News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary as we explore the northeastern part of India. It gets intriguing to know about it in each episode. Let me tell you about the excitement in today's episode. So friends, today we bring an interview with Hito Kiho, founder of the Nagaland Madrigal Singers Group, where he talks about the group recently winning 2 gold medals in World Choir Competition. We also bring a report on the 78th Independence Day celebration from Nagaland. But for now, let's turn our focus to Manipur, where 4 exceptionally talented young artists from the state have been awarded the Young Talented Artist Award 2024 by the Ministry of Culture, Government of India. For more details on this prestigious recognition, we go to our Imphal correspondent, JJ Thokchom.
India has the world's largest youth population with more than 350 million people between the age of 10 and 24. In 2022, more than half of India's population was under 25 and more than 65% was under 35. This demographic dividend is considered to be a crucial factor for a nation's success and progress. Therefore, the Government of India introduced various awards in different sectors to boost their energy, ideas and aspirations for the betterment of the nation. One of such initiatives is the Youth Talented Artist Award given by Northeast Zone Culture and under the Ministry of Culture, Government of India in an aim to encourage and recognize young talents in various fields of folk arts. This year, 18 youths from Northeast India have been conferred the award in different fields of folk arts and 4 talented young artists from Manipur got the award in different categories. They are Thoksom Lanchana Devi in Manipuri folk song, Hanjavam Lojing Devi in Manipuri classical dance, Namairakum Aprila Devi in painting and H.A. Wumai Khan in wood carving. They are among 18 awardees selected among the 125 applicants from different state of Northeast region. Speaking to Akashvani News Northeast Diary, the awardee H.A. Wumai Khan said that wood carving is a part of culture in Manipur and he would like to do research on wood carving to preserve the culture for future generation. He said,
because of schooling, you know, I can't concentrate. So after my 10 plus 2, I want to give my full concentration in this art, but I have financial problem. So I will, after my 10 plus 2, I drop my college. I drop everything, but there's one school called KPJ Performing Artisans Institute in Bangalore, which is sponsored by Canara Bank, and everything is free. No, it's from for underprivileged who isn't like. It's like for people who is not able to pursue their studies, Canara Bank sponsored. I went there. The work that we did is that work was sold, and with that money we were like sponsored, so everything is free. I learned my basic wood and stone carving in that institute. It's for 1.5 years. So after completing this wood and stone carving, it's a diploma course. So I was thinking like this diploma isn't taking me anywhere. So I came back to pursue my degree course in this Manipur University of Culture. I learned all types of wood carving, fiber casting, clay modeling, everything I learned from this Manipur University of Culture. I want to pursue my master again because I want to know a little bit about this culture. Sculpture, like carving and all, it's like a part of my culture. So I want to research more on that. As of now, I'm pursuing this Master of Fine Arts in Sculpture in Tripura University. I don't think that I won't be able to select, but I'm overwhelmed with gratitude and humility upon receiving the award. And I never expected to be selected considering the, you know, exceptional talent surrounding in me. You know, however, with the support of friends, families and community, I'm overwhelmed with gratitude. As of now, I'm doing my master's degree, as I've mentioned, but if possible, I want to pursue my PhD degree, you know. So I was planning to research more about our culture that is like, as I've mentioned, this wood carving is part of my culture. There's many carving patterns that is left behind this. Most of the elder generation, they are almost carving that is, they do not know properly what, as they get older, they are about to forget. Like, traditions is almost about to extinct, you know. If possible, I was thinking I want to pursue more and I want to research more about our traditions.
Manipur is a state where various ethnicities live together and it has rich cultural heritage. The younger generation of the state are playing important roles in preserving and promoting the folk arts of these ethnicities. And wood carving is such an art which reveals the past, present and future identity of the civilization. JJ Thoksom, Akashvani News, North East Diary, Imphal.
Nagaland joined the rest of the nation in celebrating the 78th Independence Day with vibrant festivities across its 16 districts. The celebrations were marked by colorful parades, the presentation of awards, the captivating folk songs and dances. Various departments also showcased their work through exhibitions, stalls, adding to the lively atmosphere. In the capital, Kohima, the state-level celebration took place at the Civil Secretariat Plaza. Our correspondent, Asuno, brings us much more information on this aspect.
In Kohima, the state-level celebrations of the 78th Independence Day was held at the Civil Secretariat Plaza in Kohima. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio hosted the national flag and took the salute. Mr. Rio delivered a comprehensive address highlighting the state's recent achievements and future plans.
My dear fellow citizens, I extend my heartiest greetings to all of you on our 78th Independence Day. This is the day we take inspiration from our freedom fighters and rededicate ourselves to the task of nation building. As a state and as a nation, we have covered a lot of ground. However, there's a long way to go before we reach the goal of a developed Nagaland along with the country by 2047. That will contribute to make our country Viksit Bharat as well. Thank you. Kuknalim Jai Hind.
On the occasion, the Chief Minister also launched the Chief Minister's Universal Life Insurance Scheme with 1 month enrollment drive. Students from Razakri Government Higher Secondary School and Dr. Niluza Kire Government Higher Secondary School, Sikazu, Kohima, sang the national anthem. Also witnessed the presentations of 19 parade contingents awards to individuals for their distinguished services, cultural performances and music. For North East Diary, this is Asunyo from Akashvani News, Kohima.
Oh. mataram vande 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 Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram,
Vande Mataram,
Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram,
Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram,
ko tere paathir laati sabse pyare tere surat pyare hai bas tera pyar hai maa tujhe salaam maa tujhe salaam maa tujhe salaam amma tujhe salaam vande
And now we bring you an insightful conversation with Hito Kiho, the founder of the Nagaland Madrigal Singers. This talented group gained international recognition for winning 2 gold medals at the 13th World Choir Games in Auckland, New Zealand in July 2024. Founded by Hito Kiho in September 2023, the choir competed in the contemporary music, mixed voices and mixed chamber choir categories. Here is the interview conducted by our presenter, Thame Surenla.
The Nagaland Madrigal Singers is one of the major choral group based in Dimapur, Nagaland, founded in September 2023 and led by founder and conductor Mr. Hito Kiho. Most of the members are associated graduates of the music conservatories and all are professionally trained musicians. The ensemble performs a wide repertoire of various styles and forms, classical choral works, sacred Asian Naga folk songs, international folk songs, contemporary music, and even popular music. The Nagaland Madrigal Singers has performed for various occasions for the Ministry of Culture, namely Vivitta Ka Amrit Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi for the President of India, and Adi Mahotsav organized by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs. In the recent 13th World Choir Games, which was held in Auckland, New Zealand from 10th to 20th July 2024, the Nagaland Madrigal Singers represented India and won 2 gold medals for the country and brought back laurels for India. Today we have Mr. Hito Kiho, the founder and conductor of the group, with us. First of all, how does it feel to win gold medals at the World Choir Games 2024?
It just gives us an immense pleasure, actually, to have declared the gold medal in the World Choir Games. See, the Nagaland Madrigal Singers, our dream and vision is to elevate choral music in India, and particularly in Nagaland as well. And one of our very important vision is we want to bring out our rich culture and tradition through music to the outside world. And so, not just winning the gold medals, but we were also able to demonstrate and bring our culture to the outside world. So that gives us a lot of pleasure to be able to do that. Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of preparation has gone into it. Mm. So can you tell us a little bit about the preparations and if there was any challenges that has been faced leading up to the competition?
TNMS comprises of singers who are all musicians. Yeah, and they are all professionally trained musicians. Mm. So that's one plus point when it comes to preparation. The other thing is, they're all professionals and they are teaching here and there. They are, you know, working. And unlike other profession, musicians, we don't have a specific time. Like, you know, sometimes our classes, our assignment goes until late in the evenings, like around 6:30, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I think one challenge was that trying to set our rehearsal time where everybody can come in together. Because it's not a small group. And we started in 2023. That was like, you know, in the month of September. Yeah. And since its inception, we have decided, like, as a team, that we will compete in the World Choir Games. And that was 13th World Choir Games. So here and there, we have been performing for the Ministry of Culture in Delhi and around, you know. And so there were other rehearsals for those performances as well. Plus, side by side, we also had to rehearse for our World Choir Games. So yeah, there were a lot of challenges, but despite that, we were able to go through it.
Like you have mentioned that it is a large group, it is a choir, and also you were performing at a global stage. So can you tell us a little bit about how did the group manage to maintain the cohesion and the harmony under such immense pressure?
One thing that keeps the group going is the positive attitude. Mm. Yeah, I always keep mentioning about this. And I think as long as the attitude is right, then everything goes well. So I think that was one thing, that even though we were busy performing here and there, you know, going around, yet we were focused in that very thing. We knew that we had to go and we had to do something and bring back something. That was our vision. That was our aim. So yeah, by God's grace, we did it.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit also about the pieces that you have performed in the competition?
For the pieces, there are certain guidelines which the organizers, that's Intercultural. Intercultural is an office, is an organization based in Germany, and they are the ones who organizes this World Choir Games and other competitions in and around the world. So they give us a certain guidelines. So we have to choose pieces, like, you know, there are some pieces which we have to choose from the country which we come from. Yeah, there was something like that. There were some pieces which we have to choose from, like, you know, 19th, the composer who is still alive. Yeah, or like the composer born before 1950. Like, you know, certain requirements or certain guidelines were given by the Intercultural. The other thing is that since it's a competition, so I decided, like, you know, I thought, like, what if I just bring in as variety as I can to, you know, bring in more harmony, more different colors into the songs. So that's how we came up with this repertoire.
So were there any unique elements or innovations in your performance that you think that have set you apart from the others?
Yeah, see, we competed in the two categories. That was one is One was contemporary mixed voices, and the other one was mixed chamber choir. So in both the competitions, the choirs that we competed were like, you know, they had like a huge number of people. Some choirs had more than 40 singers, whereas our team, we just had 22. But I think, in other words, on a positive note, I think that we also had songs which we had movements, you know, like dances and songs, you know. So in other words, I think that's somehow made a little bit different from the other choirs, I believe.
It was such a big stage that you have performed. So can you share some of the memorable moments?
It's a competition. It's a World Choir Games where there was 42 countries, 250 choirs, and then more than 11,000 singers. Apart from world coming in to compete, I think one very good thing that we can also, what we learned was also from the other choirs. That, you know, you get to meet people from all other countries, wonderful choirs from other countries, wonderful conductors, composers from other countries, and you know, you get to interact, you know, you get to build your relation outside. So I think that's the good thing, that's a very good thing about competing in such big events.
So how do you think participating in the World Choir Games have impacted your choir's dynamic?
We won gold medals in the World Choir Games. But this is what I've been reminding the choir and the entire members, that this is a laurel which we cannot rest in. We should do even more. And so I think even after winning that 2 gold medals in the World Choir Games, group, the entire team is very much willing to march forward and, you know, do more in the days to come. Yeah.
Okay. So you have mentioned that you want to do more. So what are the plans following this significant win? Or how do you plan on building on this success for the choir?
The Nadal Madrigal Singers is a very, is a team that was built not just within few days plan or like just coming together, but I've been thinking about such a team for many years, even when I was a student. So it's been more than a decade that I've been thinking to start such a choir like this, where the entire setting is just the musicians only. So I always believe that music is universal. Everybody understands it. Everybody loves it. But there are some languages, there are some music language only a musician understands and feels it. So I've been longing to do such kind of, like, you know, start such such team for such a long time. And so this has come this far. Yeah. In next month, we will be celebrating our 1 year anniversary. And we plan, like, you know, today we are just 25 of us in the Madrigal Singers. But my dream and our dream and vision is that we want to see, in the coming years, we want to see hundreds of Madrigal Singers, where we want to train musicians who want to come together and sing in a harmony. And, you know, as our vision and dream says that we want to carry on these dreams and visions to the outside world with the music that we create, and letting outside or letting the world know that there is a people called Nagas, and they have a rich culture and tradition.
You have mentioned that you want to show your culture and, you know, you want to incorporate Naga culture. So what role does Naga cultural heritage play in your performance and the overall identity as a choir?
Every tribe has their own unique sense of tradition, the styles, the singing, you know. So even for this 13th World Choir Games, we were able to perform. So we participated in 3 categories. One was friendship concert, and the 2 was competition. So in competition, we sang a Sumi folk song, and we were also able to sing Angami song in the friendship concert, you know. So I think, yeah, that makes it a little different. Like, it's very different from outside world, because our style, our culture, our tradition seems so different and so rich. And so, yeah, we are thinking to bring more tribal songs, more other tribes as well.
Your choir's success has been very significant, and it's been known nationally, worldwide. So how do you see your success influencing the younger generations of musicians in Nagaland?
One thing we can always say to the younger people is that be bold and courageous, be ready to face anything, and the opportunity is such a thing that it always lies there. We just have to create a way to grab those opportunities. So, yeah, as mentioned earlier, we'd want to see hundreds and hundreds of madrigal singers in a very big number. So I think that would also be one opportunity where younger people can join us together, hand in hand, and then bring this vision and dream to life.
So are there any upcoming projects or performances which you are particularly excited about?
So far, after we came back, we've been performing here and there, but we still have performances stretched for this year. And every performance counts a lot for us. So we are excited for all those performances that's coming up ahead of us here.
So lastly, if you have any message for our listeners.
Yes, I would like to personally thank each and everyone. Yeah, I think starting from our government, our Honorable Chief Minister, who helped us in a very big way, a huge way. And the state government, our leaders, our well-wishers and donors, who has donated in a very huge way towards this trip. We are just hoping that this is just the beginning of something. And we just want to thank each and everyone for not just contributing to it, but also praying for us, supporting us in every aspect. So we want to thank everybody who has supported us thus far. And we'd like to request you, everyone and all the listeners, to keep supporting the Nagaland and Madrigal Singers.
Thank you so much for your time.
You.
It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks to you as well. Thank you.
So folks, you just heard an interview with Hito Kiho, the founder of the Nagaland Madrigal Singers, conducted by our presenter, Dame Suren La.
Northeast Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in.
Now let's listen to Leron Leron Sinta, or My Dear Little Leron, a popular Filipino folk song from the Taglong region performed by the Nagaland Madrigal Singers. So here we go.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.